Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. The explosion of artificial intelligence has created unprecedented opportunities for children for realization of their rights enshrined in the convention and its optional protocols. While there is the wide range of opportunities for children, including education, healthcare, access to information, justice, leisure, and play, we learn more easily available access to the internet and digital technology also poses significant challenges to meaningful connectivity and children's rights, including in their safety. The impacts of AI are profound, ranging from threats to personal data protection and privacy to violence, harassment, cyberbullying, harmful content, grooming, and exploitation. Emerging AI-driven tools, including generative AI, pose additional risks, such as the creation of and dissemination of harmful child-targeted content or the misuse of biometric data for profiling or surveillance. Due to the urgency addressing the topic child rights in the context of AI, last year, the Committee on the Rights of the Child has decided to focus its work on this topic. The CRC has almost universal ratification. It has a huge opportunity to integrate AI-related issues in its work in such a way that the committee can support state parties in positive dynamics on AI and in line with child rights. It can make a difference to address recent developments on AI, which already affect children and their everyday life. For this reason, since the last year, the topic of AI is addressed by the committee in the constructive dialogue with the state parties in different contexts, depending on the specifics of each country, as well as subsequently in the concluding observations of the committee. However, for the committee, there is a need to cooperate with the organizations and entities which have expertise in the field of AI, especially in technical field. For this reason, the committee has established an excellent cooperation with the International Telecommunications Union and UNICRI Center for AI and Robotics, and together with mentioned organization, as well as with United Arab Emirates Ministry of Interior, which is very active in this field, as a closed event, held a closed event on the 6th of September, 2024. The event served to sharing information between all these organizations on child online protection in AI. The committee got information what are the recent developments on AI and child rights at the policy level and in the practice in the field at the national level. As a follow-up, we recently created a working group on AI and child rights of the committee in order to elaborate deeply on that issue. Now we are working on the joint statement on AI and child rights, and let me zoom a little bit in this process. Currently, there are no specific international legal norms addressing child rights in relation to AI. Much like the early days of the internet, AI was not originally developed with children and their well-being in mind. And when the UN Convention was drafted, not only was AI absent from consideration, but its very concept had yet to emerge as a tangible idea. While the preamble of the General Comment number 25 of the Committee on the Rights of the Child acknowledges AI in the context of children's rights in digital environment, specific issues relative to AI remain unexplored within its text. Moreover, national approaches to regulating AI and child rights differ significantly, creating fragmented protection for children. This underscores the pressing need for a harmonized global framework and collaboration among stakeholders to protect children and ensure the realization of their rights in the AI era. The joint statement aims to serve as the first joint effort of several international organizations dedicated to promoting and protecting child rights in relation to AI, in line with the convention and its optional protocols. For the CRC, it will help us to have some guidance how we can better support state parties in constructive dialogue addressing the most recent developments in the field of AI. The elaboration of joint statement is an inclusive process. There are 8 international organizations and co-signatories already, CRC. The process is coordinated by ITU, UNICRI, Center for AI and Robotics, UNODC, UNESCO, SRSG Violence Against Children are already part of it, and the Council of Europe has joined the process as well. Certainly, state parties' involvement is very important, and I use this opportunity to invite all the state parties to contribute. It is crucial to have national perspective of states who are willing to contribute as much as possible and from all 5 regions of the United Nations. But certainly, we will come to you separately on this issue. The process is inclusive and business sector, including AI developer companies and social media companies are involved, but also academia and civil society organizations. The child participation is crucial in this process, especially that the voices of children from all 5 regions of the UN are represented and from countries in maximum extent possible. The substantial discussion on the joint statement will happen in the conference in Tbilisi in hybrid form on 10th to 12th of March, which will bring all stakeholders together, including the children. This was in a nutshell, and we will further continue our efforts to explore on the topic child rights in the context of AI. I thank you very much for